We're going to head to our live line now. We've got Marshall County Engineer Paul Geilenfeld with us this morning. Paul, how you doing?
Real well. Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate you making a little time for us. It's busy here in your office as the new change July 1st that raised the state road, the two-lane state highways from 55 up to 60 miles an hour. You guys are out changing those signs right now, correct?
We're just beginning this. It's a little different on the county side because we have several factors that we need to evaluate before we can determine that that road can be at the statutory speed limit of 60 miles per hour. But that is the default, and we will go through the process of reviewing horizontal curves and looking at the locations of advanced warning signs to see if they need to be moved for a 60 mile an hour speed limit. And then the big one for us is likely going to be the vertical curves, the hilltops. If we have places where you don't have the stopping sight distance that you need, or the sight distance to avoid a hazard, then we may still restrict those to the current 55. But the default speed limit is going to be 60. So when we do the engineering studies, we will have to do resolutions for the roads that stay at 55, not the ones that are increasing to 60, because the state code is now going to be the default is 60 unless otherwise regulated.
Okay, so what do those tests kind of look like? I imagine you don't have a bunch of different cars just trying to go around the curve. How does that kind of look?
Well, we will measure the sight distance on curves that we don't have, design plans on. And most of them are well within, the limits for 60 to 50 to 55 to 60 is not a huge change in design speed, but there are places where we have some limited sight distances where we'll want to use the 55 still.
So we heard from County Sheriff Joel Phillips earlier this week that if it's still posted at 55, that's the speed limit on the road. Are we putting like flaps over top of the signs? Or are you guys actually replacing the full thing?
We will be able to make like an overlay sticker that just goes over the 55 to the 60. So it won't be costly because we can make the stickers with our own sign crew.
Okay. And then when should we expect your crew to kind of wrap up this project?
I would expect us to be able to get this done by the end of the month as far as determining where we want to keep the 55s and where we will start the 60 mile an hour postings.
All right. Well, Paul, I appreciate the time this morning and all the work that you guys are doing because, we want to go fast out on those two-lane highways. So thank you for the time.
Thanks.